Welcome back to WhitGift Conversations, the podcast where we talk to staff and students about topics that are relevant to you. Now, today's episode is a little different because we're recording this during the school summer vacation time. It's the WhitGift Summer School, and we're honoured to have three students from around the world with us to explain what it's all about. We also have a member of staff, John Chisholm, with us too, which means I get to speak to him and the three students. The summer school is an opportunity for boys and girls to come from all over the world, and they get to interact with other students also from other places in the world. Our panel of three, Felix, Julius and Koichi, were chosen to be on this recording because they won a presentation that all the students had to give. So I get to find out from them what this presentation was all about, what it's like coming from their home countries to the UK for this summer school, and I ask what their experience is of this great opportunity. So let's not waste any more time, but instead come with me as we find out all about the WhitGift Summer School. So we've got a very exciting episode here today on the podcast. I'm joined by Felix, Julius and Koichi. They're all part of the WhitGift Summer School program right now. So hello, boys. First of all, how are you?
Hi, we're good.
Excellent. Thanks, Felix. Felix, just tell us a little bit about where you're from, first of all.
So I live in Berlin, but I was born in Hong Kong. So I'm half German, half Chinese.
Wow. Okay, half German, half Chinese. What a fantastic combination. And here you are in the UK. Julius, where are you from?
I'm from Germany too, and I was born in Frankfurt.
Born in Frankfurt in Germany. And Koichi, tell us where you're from.
I'm from Japan, and I live in Tokyo and go to the high school in Tokyo now.
Okay, all right, fantastic. Now, the three of you are here, and I'm told by John Chisholm, who we're going to be talking to a little bit later on, that you've been chosen to be on this podcast recording because you were the winners of a presentation of some kind. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so tell us a little bit about that, would you? Felix, maybe just tell us a bit about that presentation and what that was all about, first of all.
So it was a photo story, kind of a comic book that we made. And we had to pitch it to everybody else, like the teachers and the other students who were competing against us, basically. And it was decided by a vote in the end, and that's how we won.
Oh, I see. Right. And what were the other students presenting on themselves? Was everyone doing the same kind of thing, or was everyone doing a different presentation?
Everybody was doing a photo story.
Everyone doing a photo story. Okay, so tell me more then about your photo story.
So we chose to do like a mix of action and fight. And we thought of an idea of an intruder entering a house, thinking that nobody is in there. But then it turns out that a dad and his son are in there. And it comes to problems between the burglar and the family.
Oh, I see. So how did you actually put all of this together? I mean, did you have to take various photos to make it look like a photo story then?
Yeah, so we basically went all throughout the school with our camera and just started taking photos of places that kind of looked like our setting that we had in mind. And then we kind of all like stuck it together in order.
Awesome. And Koichi, how long was this whole photo story then?
About 2 minutes. And about 15 pictures we used.
Okay, and did everyone have like a two-minute window that they had to use for their story? So it's not like anyone could do a 30-minute story or people couldn't do a 20-second story?
Yeah, it was supposed to be pretty short. It was like supposed to be reduced to around like basically approximately 10 pictures. We went a little over, but...
Okay, all right. Well, it's okay to go a little bit over from time to time. That's all good. Well, for the three of you then, congratulations for winning all of that. And well done for being here. It's great to talk to the three of you on this podcast. I'd love to find out a bit more about this actual summer school program and what it's all about. So first of all, Felix, tell me a bit about how you felt before you came across to the UK for this.
So at first I was like pretty nervous. I had kind of a different picture in my mind of what it would be like here because of the way kind of like my parents were kind of explaining it to me.
Oh, I see. Okay, and Julius, tell me a bit about what happens from one day to the next. I mean, what kind of things are you doing there on this summer school?
So after breakfast, we go to the normal English classes. It's like a 1 hour English class, a break, and another hour. Then we have a break again, and then we go on to English culture class, where we learned like English culture and history also. And then we have lunch, and after lunch we are going to the PSIA, which means Progressive Skills in Action classes, and we do like the project.
Okay, got that right. Thank you for that. And Julius, do you prefer learning the language or learning about the culture?
Well, personally, I enjoy the English culture classes more.
Okay, and what kind of things? Tell me more about what you learn about in that English culture. You mentioned about history, but what else is there?
So we talked about different kinds of manners you have to think about when entering another country. So not just England, but also India or Turkey. Like in each country, there are different things you should do or shouldn't do.
That's really interesting to hear, because often we in the UK, we hear about things that we should do in other countries. It's very interesting then to hear from your point of view coming across from Germany that you're learning about manners and customs and traditions here in the UK. But Koichi, tell me something about Tokyo, because even though Germany is very different to the UK, I imagine that Tokyo is even more different to the UK.
This is my first time to going to abroad, so it's very nervous for me, but I've never lived in a dormitory or like that. I've never used English in general life, so it was so surprising, and had a lot of fun for me.
Okay, and how are you getting on learning more about the English language as well? Do you find it's much easier to learn how to speak English much better when you're over here in the UK?
Yes, I think that I can improve my English skills better in here, because always we use English to communicate with people or in the class. So.
Mm. And when you're back in Tokyo, are you living, because whenever we think about Tokyo, we imagine a big city and it's very, very busy with lots and lots of people. Are you living and going to school in a part of the city which is very busy, or is it a little bit quieter? Are you more on the edge of the city?
I live in a very busy city. My school is in the center of the busy city, like close to Shibuya or Shinjuku, maybe Yokohama. So here is so quiet, so I was so surprised when I arrived here. It's really relaxable and reliable, so I like here.
Now, it must be a nice change to experience that. And how long are you over here for from Tokyo?
I'd stay for 4 weeks here, so 2 weeks left.
Okay, all right, that sounds awesome. That really does. Felix, we were hearing from Julius about what kind of things happen from one day to the next. I mean, we're recording this podcast episode on a Wednesday morning. It's currently 9:20 in the morning. Does that mean that you're missing one of the language or cultural sessions right now?
Yes, we are missing class right now.
Okay. Now, and how does it feel for you then to be, I'll make sure I don't keep you too long in that case, but how does it feel for you then to be spending summertime kind of back in a school again? I mean, there might be a part of you that's thinking, oh, hold on, I'm a teenager, it's summertime, I shouldn't be in school, and I definitely shouldn't be in class, but here I am in a different school, in a class. Is it like normal school, or is it definitely different because it's summer school?
It's definitely a lot more relaxed than normal school because there's no homework and we have shorter hours. But still, like, you do feel a little bit, like, tired and exhausted because, like, you just finished the school year and now here you are going to school again. But I think even though you still have that feeling, it's still relaxed and it's still, like, you can have fun here.
Okay, that's good to hear. That really is. And I'll be asking John about that as well in a few minutes' time. But I'd love to know as well, outside of the class, what some of your favorite activities are that you've been doing there?
I've loved doing football because, I mean, the fields here are just wonderful. The grass and everything is, like, perfectly cut. The facilities here everywhere are just perfect. So, yeah, I've loved, like, doing sport here just in general.
And did you know many people or any people before you came across here?
No, I came alone and I've made many new friends, though.
It sounds to me like it's a very brave thing to do, to leave one country, go to another country, knowing that there aren't, friends of yours who are going to be you know, traveling there with you and spending time there with you. So tell me about some of the friends you've made then since you've arrived here in the UK.
So I was born in Hong Kong, and I've actually made a lot of friends that are from Hong Kong right now. So we kind of have that connection where we could talk about things like that. So it's kind of nice for me to also kind of remember my roots, kind of where I've come from, and like meet people from there.
Wow. Okay. And Julius, tell me a little bit about the friends that you've made since you've arrived here.
So of course I've met with other Germans. I've also met new people who don't speak my language, or like only speak English in their home language. So yeah, it's been nice.
Well, it's good then that you're able to mix with people from your home country, but also mixing with other students from other parts of the world. Koichi, is there anyone else from Tokyo at all?
Yes, actually, I have other two members from my school, but we didn't know each other, and they go to a different campus, so I was surprised to know that they go to the same school. But they went to other abroad school before, so they can speak English better than me, so I was so impressed and think I need to learn more, need to improve my English skills.
Well, Koichi, I think your English is coming along just great, so don't change anything because you're doing a really good job there.
Thank you.
Koichi, tell me something about the food over here, because we hear about the food in Tokyo and Japan being amazing. What's your view of the food in the UK, and in particular at the Whitgift Summer School?
To be honestly, I heard that English foods are not so good, but I didn't think it's not so bad, because every morning and lunch we can eat a lot of foods, and my favorite one is fish and chips. It was very nice, and I'm enjoying eating foods here, so I want to say that don't worry about the food.
That's reassuring to hear, Koichi, and I love the way that when you're talking about that, I can see Julius and Felix both laughing, because clearly the UK doesn't have the best reputation in the world for food, but if Whitgift is providing good food, then that's clearly a good thing. And Julius, tell me something about what the sleeping arrangements are like. Are there lots of boys all in one room, or do you share with a small number of people?
Yes, so the rooms are, I think there are rooms with two people and three people, so there are not a lot of people in one room, and it's quite relaxed in there.
And who are you sharing with?
I'm sharing my room with Lorenzo from Italy and Timothy from France.
Wow. Okay. France, Italy and Germany all in one room. This is amazing. This really is. Well, boys, don't go anywhere, because I'm going to talk to John now to find out a little bit more about this. John, you're listening to this conversation here right now. What's
yes.
It like for you to be listening? Well, first of all, actually, welcome back to the podcast, because I think you were on episode number 12 from memory, talking about English as a foreign language. But tell me what it's like for you listening to the boys talking about this and about the Whitgift Summer School.
Yeah, it's really refreshing to hear their answers, their honest answers, and what they're enjoying here whilst they're, you know, spending 2 or 3 or 4 weeks with us. So it's always good to hear what the students really think.
And just for the sake of clarity, even though we got three boys here with us, it's not a boys only thing, is it?
No, it just so happens that the boys won the project, but it's about 50% boys, 50% girls, more or less, depends on the week. Sometimes it's 55% boys, 45% girls.
Okay.
Depends.
Right, understood. Now, all of this sounds amazing. And to me, it sounds like it's a much better alternative for busy adults, busy parents who are working. And during summertime, I imagine they don't want to leave their children at home, because if you're a teenage child, it's an easy thing to do is just to switch on jump on your phone and just watch YouTube videos all day. Is that right?
I think that a lot of the parents want to send their kids to an academic or English language summer school so that they broaden their horizons, meet people from different backgrounds and cultures, and also, you know, are prepared for the next academic year ahead, be that for the pre-IB or for the English students. You know, the idea is that they return home either more confident, more motivated, and hopefully more inspired.
Tell me a bit more about that. I mean, how do you see them changing as people from before they come to after they've done this and when they go back to their home countries?
Yeah, I think, boys, would you agree that, you know, the first few days everyone's a bit nervous?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, you know, by the end, the boys and girls have created new friendships. They've become best friends with people. And the last day can be quite emotional. And sad, but bittersweet in a way for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've just become really good friends with everybody, and now they're saying goodbye all in a flash.
Yeah, it must be very strange. But I imagine the benefits of social media and, you know, modern communications means that people can keep in touch afterwards as well, and actually build up a network of friends and contacts around the world.
Yeah, definitely. I think we have, you know, this is the 8th summer we've run, and we definitely have students who are still in touch with each other. And I think obviously social media has a part to play in that for sure.
Tell me something about teamwork. I mean, you know, here we are with three boys, two from Germany, one who spent half his time in Hong Kong as well, and then Koichi from Tokyo. I mean, tell me about teamwork and bringing students together to gel with each other. I mean, how does that look? How does this help them?
Well, I think it puts them out of their comfort zone, and I think it pushes them to do something that maybe they haven't done before, working in teams, also having individual responsibility and tasks that they have to do. I know that certainly when I was their age, I would have probably found it quite challenging. So I think, you know, there is a challenge there for them, and they tend to rise to it, you know, valiantly, which is great. And yeah, out of the comfort zone and pushing themselves to do things like public speaking, exchanging ideas, and for example, in this project, pitching something, you know, trying to convince someone of what they've done.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. That really does. I was asking Koichi about his favorite food. I have to ask you the same question. What food would you recommend as part of the Whitgift Summer School then?
Well, yesterday we actually had like a soy glazed pork belly.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's probably my favourite thing at the school, food-wise. It's delicious.
And would you recommend the fish and chips just like Koichi did?
Yeah, I would actually. Yeah, it's really good.
Excellent. That's really good to hear. So I'm keeping an eye on time. We're going to need to bring this to a close in a moment. But boys, just to jump back to you for a moment, what advice would you give to other teenagers back in your home country who are considering doing this Whitgift Summer School programme, say, next year?
I would tell them to like just do it, and you should just go and kind of be spontaneous with it. I mean, that's how it kind of worked with me. I just like happened to be sitting next to some guys and we just started talking. And I think that's also for life in general. That's the way you should approach it.
I love that. Not just advice there for the summer school, but advice for life as well. Felix, that's awesome. Julius and Koichi, would you both agree with Felix there?
Yes, I would. And also for the people who are afraid that they'll be alone here, I can say that you definitely won't be alone here, because there are many people who come here with no friends and yes, go out with many new people they met.
And it sounds like, Koichi, you've gone through exactly the same thing there about building up those friends as well.
Yes, I agree with that. Actually, I could be the best friend with my roommate who comes from Germany, and now I can spend a fun time with him, so don't worry to come here alone with no friends.
Well, that's great. Boys, a big thank you to all three of you. Thank you for being here today. It's been really good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And John, it's been great talking to you as well, so thanks very much for your time as well.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Simon, for looking after us this morning.
So that was Koichi, Julius and Felix telling us about the Whitgift Summer School and what it's like for them. A big thank you to them all. I must say, it's amazing hearing about what it's like to come from their country over to the UK for this. And John, thank you too for being here talking to us and giving up your time for the recording. Now, our next episode is coming out soon, but in the meantime, thank you for listening to this one. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you can stay in touch, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.